Whether you're buying a new car, a used car, or refinancing your current car, FedChoice Federal Credit Union could help save you money. FedChoice makes buying a car so easy that you can do everything right from your smartphone or on a computer. Become a member today and you can take advantage of their great rates and financing options. Find out more at FedChoice.org. That's FedChoice.org. Membership open to federal employees, including contractors and their families. FedChoice Federal Credit Union insured by NCUA.
Good morning! Jermell Evans, D.C. born and raised.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us on The Good Word. I am so, so excited to be here with you. A lot of people don't know, we grew up together in church, like in church. We practically lived at church.
Listen.
At Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church in Northeast D.C. We were in choir and YCC.
And all the youth programs.
Everything. Everything. Yeah. So it's really an honor to have you here on The Good Word. It's a faith-based podcast that we tape here at Fox 5 D.C. Studios in Northwest.
Yes.
And you have gone on to do amazing and great things.
Oh my God, I think so.
You have always been able to sing. I remember when we were kids, you were singing. But now, and sing is an understatement. You can sing.
Oh my goodness,
sing. Yes. And so, anyway, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Tell us a little bit about what you're working on.
Oh my goodness, this is a really, really cool season just for me, being, you know, like an independent artist, kind of working like my own thing. But I think I like it that way. You know, I
absolutely
just love the concept, you know, of kind of doing everything myself, having access to, you know, just the way that I'm put out there as far as my image is concerned, choosing my music, you know, all those different kinds of things. But right now we've got a single out that I'm very excited about. Currently working on finishing my first book. So I'm very, very, very excited about that. And we got a lot of other things rolling out as well. So I'm pretty hyped right now.
So the single is called Suddenly.
Suddenly.
What does that mean?
Oh my goodness. I thought in my heart, like, that right now people kind of need that miracle that comes out of the blue. Sometimes those miracles that you're praying for.
I receive it.
Get you kind of anxious. You know what I'm saying? You're like, oh my God, I've been praying for this for so long. But it's one of those things where I'm like, Lord, just do something, you know, in the community, in the hearts of people in a very sudden manner. Something that's unexpected that just literally drops from the sky. I'm like, I know that was God. So when we started to pull this song together and, you know, kind of work on the production, that was our heart for doing it. Yeah.
You have Worship Forever.
Worship Forever is my group. Yes.
So it's like praise and worship.
Yes, always. But we call it kind of like urban praise and worship, only because it's not the conventional, like, take. We literally pull from a lot of genres of music. We kind of mesh them together,
which I love. You know, it's funny, when we had Kirk Franklin on the podcast, I remember said, oh, you have a new album coming out. He was like, album? Who buys albums anymore? Right, and I was like, oh yeah, I guess people don't buy albums anymore. It's a whole new industry in terms of where people are getting their music. So you have your new single Suddenly on iTunes.
On iTunes, Google Play. I mean, literally every digital market or outlet, I believe that there is. The song has been placed there. And, like, people have been so responsive to that. So that's, like, completely, incredibly amazing to me. Again, to be an independent artist and the power of social media. Like,
oh my
the
goodness.
Power of being there and just kind of like not needing to have someone back you in order to get yourself out there and get done what you need to get done.
Right, because when we were coming up to make it in the music industry, you had to have like connections and know someone. And you know
a whole budget
better than I do. But now you don't need any of that.
No, I mean, you literally can do everything there yourself, literally from the power of your laptop. However, there is always a team of people that you have around you, friends, family, whoever can help you kind of get things done and, you know, push to the level that you need to get pushed to. But listen, it's been an incredible journey and I'm so excited.
Like, so you have Suddenly that is out. This is going to be this is your new single on your second album.
Oh yes, this will be the second album.
What I like about social media as well is that you're able to meet people where they are. And I think, you know, just being someone who was raised in the church, and I don't know if you've noticed this as well, but I have noticed that there is a sharp decline in people who are going to church.
Absolutely.
I mean, when we were in church, if you didn't get there on time, you
no
had
seat.
To sit
yes.
in an overflow Flow. Area.
Right.
It is not like that anymore. And so we're running into a situation where you know, people have so many different options to get the word,
to get
filled, to get the message. And a lot of people aren't going to church. And I think the same thing is with music.
Mm-hmm.
You have to meet people where they are.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the evolution.
I think,
of Jarmel Evans.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Oh, I thought you were talking about that. Well, both. I think they kind of work simultaneously together. I think that as you, as a musician, you change with the way that the church changes, or ministry changes, mm-hmm, or mm-hmm. cultures change in church. And so for me, it's been like a really smooth transition, because I felt like as much as I was keeping my ear to the ground in church, I was keeping my ear to the ground what was going on also in culture.
Mm-hmm,
so just
mm-hmm.
being attached to pop culture with, you know, kind of being even affiliated with, you know, BET and Teen mm-hmm, Summit when mm-hmm, I was coming up, mm-hmm. I stayed very connected mm-hmm. like to the culture, being able
right.
to discuss those issues and, you know, the disparities as well as the things that connect us. So, I mean, for me, what I have done is forgotten what people say church music should sound like, or worship music should sound like. And what I've done is I've just blended all the things that I love. Like, Chris Brown is one of my favorite artists.
I know that. I know
so,
that.
Like, I'm completely obsessed with all the music that he does, and the, like, just the way that he fuses sounds together. So, I mean, you literally have a little bit of R&B. You have, like, all of the wonderful bands like Elevation and, you know, all of those great worship bands. And we're just fusing all of those sounds together. And that's how I kind of evolved into, you know, the worship artist that I am.
So how do you respond to critics who say that mm-hmm. you're infusing secular mm-hmm. music into gospel music?
Well, I really honestly believe that sounds are sounds. Now, what we do, again, like I said, is it's the basis of what that music feels like versus like what that music actually says. Because I don't take snippets from people's songs. I don't take like melodies from people's songs. And that's only because I think the power of music is what it is. I think that the spirit of whatever you wrote that song still lives in that music. So I don't pull from it like that.
Right.
But the way that like R&B sounds, or UK like music sounds, like I think that that's what we infuse. But even when those things are mixed in the church, I believe that there is a generation that literally needs to be appealed to. And
yes.
if the church doesn't start moving in that direction, you'll lose them. And again, that's why they're afraid to go to church. That's why they're afraid to adapt to what's going on in worship.
Well, we are losing them.
Yeah.
I think Megan Good actually recently said that, you know, she doesn't like going to church because she feels judged.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you have, you know, a celebrity who's, mm-hmm. you know, making that type of
and
comment.
And whose
publicly.
Husband is a pillar in the church right now. Mm-hmm. But it really is one of those things where people can't ever see you outside of sometimes what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to love people beyond what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like
mm-hmm.
God loves people just the way they are. He just does not intend to leave them the way that they are. So it's really important for the church to start, you know, dealing with people, period, in love, period.
Mm-hmm.
We have
mm-hmm.
one job, and that is to love people beyond what we see, beyond what we hear, and love them to whatever their wholeness in God should be.
You've been singing since I've known you. Do you feel like this is your calling?
Oh, yeah. I think that what I did was, as a kid, I was so interested in being Tevin Campbell. It was so crazy.
I remember.
My mom was like, you're going to listen. You're going to lead worship. You're going to sing. And I was like, you know, and there was a worship leader at our church, you know, that we went to a Greater Markout, Charlene Nelson. I will never forget her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was always leading worship. And I was like, Mom, I don't think I could ever do that. There was such an anointing and power on what she did and,
mm-hmm.
you know, how she gave. And literally my foundation in worship and, you know, being in a, you know, musical position like this, but a minister of the gospel was really important. Again, you know, pillars from Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church with Bishop Owens and,
mm-hmm.
you know, Co-Pastor
mm-hmm.
Susie Owens. It was like Antoine Blunt and Chris
mm-hmm.
Groom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those people
mm-hmm.
really teaching me you need to have like a prayer life. You need to.
It has to be real. It's not just
why.
Singing. It's
I
not just
why.
The song
mm-hmm.
and the music. You need to be saved.
I understand.
And people
absolutely
don't like to talk
not.
About it, but
yeah.
on the good word.
Yeah.
We talk about it. We don't shy away from anything. And I think it's so important that it's authentic and that it's real and that you really are saved and you really do have a calling. Because if you're faking it.
Oh, yeah.
People can tell.
Oh, no. This generation right here has no problem with telling you that you're whack. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think before we were trying to be, you know, politically correct. We wanted to kind of give. This generation gives you no grace, okay?
Right.
They're still learning the concept of what that is. But it keeps you true and honest to what it is you're supposed to do as a believer, as an artist. So right now, that's all we're doing. Like, my group and myself, like, we're trying to be as humble and as open with all of the transitions in our life. And that's what I love about this worship, you know, album that we're working on now, that is not like a bunch of songs that just seems like, you know, oh, they put a bunch of worship songs together, but they're real life worship songs, like appeals to God, you know, to kind of talk to him about our love for him and after him.
So Suddenly is the single. Do you have the name for the album yet?
Right now we're working still working on it.
Okay, yeah. Untitled. Yeah, yeah. And when is it going to be coming out?
2020. So we're thinking early April of 2020. We're going to record live at the end of this year. And again, you guys are the first people to hear that. So wow. That is like news that is dropping today with you. So we're thinking about doing that. We're going to do it very small, extremely intimate, because we want like the atmosphere of worship to be crazy. But it's going to be on, you know, also the level we're doing it on is going to be like 1,000. You know, I can't do anything unless it's like that, right?
So I want to throw out some names or some topics. You tell me the first thing that comes to mind. Michelle Williams.
I think she's awesome. I think that I think she's courageous as well. I think she's courageous because in the industry today, again, trying to be a person who transitions from Destiny's Child into, you know, the market or the world of, you know, Christianity and being open with that. And then also, you know, being open about dealing with her mental health issues. Like all of that stuff is really, I think she is absolutely courageous.
Devon Franklin.
Okay, it's one of my absolute favorites. I think that the first book that I've purchased in a very long time was his. And this is when it was, you know, when it came out a couple of years ago, the first book.
Hollywood Commandments?
The next one then. I can't remember the name.
He's just kind of come on my radar.
But there's another book that's the first one. And then, of course, T.D. Jakes' book after that. And then Stephen Furtick's book after that. But, like, he was the one that kind of got me back into paying attention to, like, actually having a good read. So I think he's awesome.
Politics.
I wish sometimes I could get down inside of them. And, like, it's like you literally want to shake the politician sometimes. I think that if they would listen to the people more often, I think that, you know, they would go a lot further. But I feel like sometimes the politics thing kind of happens the way that it does in order to just kind of keep things going. You know, I think they like to keep things going instead of, you know, kind of just saying, this is the verdict. We'll move on from here. We'll change this and just let it be.
Faith.
Without it, I don't think that we can do anything. Absolutely. I think that the faith situation actually works in and out of the church. And so people don't understand that. I think as well in the spirit and the natural, you have to have faith in what you're doing, you know, what you instill in your children, how you work from day to day. You have to have faith that you can get it done, especially when you're an entrepreneur, especially when you're in this business. You have to have faith that the Lord is walking with you and this is what you're supposed to be doing.
Church.
We got to shake them too a little bit. I think we got to shake them. I think that the church has become more of big business now versus like about really like going after the hearts of people and making sure that people, yeah, and making sure that people are in love with Jesus. So, you know, even this Sunday I was able to preach at church and it was a really, really cool situation. And one thing that the Lord dealt with me about is the spirit of offense. And I think that in the church, people
have been
so offended by leaders, so offended by, you know, that deaconess that, you know, tells you to get off your phone or whatever the case may be, but it's not done in love. And I think that once we break the spirit of offense and the way that people are offended by the church, I believe that people will start to come back. I think they'll gravitate to the church and it won't need to be a 9/11 situation for people to rush the church, you know, or some mass, you know, shooting that, you know, causes people to kind of run into the Lord again.
How does America people heal from so much trauma and tragedy that we've all experienced?
I think it takes each one of us to be active in each of our lives. You know, I think that it takes people. You know, I think that you can pray, and I believe that the Lord changes the heart of man. I feel like he softens the heart of man, even when they have a heart of stone. However, I believe that it takes connection with people. I think it takes connection with the people around you that you love to help you heal. That you need to know sometimes that someone is with you. Because I think that which causes the disparity when there is so much trauma and there's so many traumatic things are happening is that a lot of people feel like they're alone. And so when you're not feeling like you're alone, when you feel like you can walk there with a brother and a sister or someone new that you've never met before that opens you up to all of these amazing ideas and you know allows you to be creative and supports you, I believe that heals us and makes everything better.
So we have a lot of people who are probably listening right now to our podcast and they may be thinking, wow, I want to do what he does. I want to be like him. I have these dreams and hopes and aspirations. How do I get from point A to point Z, or even point A to point B?
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell them?
Start. I think that's the greatest thing. You got to start. There are a lot of people who, you know, sit at home, they write these amazing songs. They do these amazing, you know, like even if they're just taking random pictures on Instagram, you can see the creativity kind of like bursting out of them, but they don't start. It is so easy right now to go to a studio or not a studio at all. Sometimes literally we've recorded the last two albums in someone's home, like in their extra bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This isn't like a Hits Factory kind of situation because we're independent. We don't have a Hits Factory kind of budget.
But it charted on Billboard.
Yes. And I mean, literally not just one, but four Billboard charts. So, you know, right now we're working to do our best, you know, to keep that momentum high and up. And again, this is the power of social media and people. So to the person who wants to do that, it's like, start, just do it. Like, people will support you, build up your fan base, you know, allow those, you know, 23,000 followers that you have on Instagram. I literally started contacting each one of them when the single went out. I went in there and I sent every one of them a message about the song because right now that is the way. It's gone back to guerrilla marketing. It has gone back to making sure you get on tour buses yourself. I call churches myself. Yo, we need to come through. I would tell them to start. You know, you take great pictures. Now, do everything with quality, though. That, for me, that's what it is. I don't cut corners when it comes down to, like, paying people to do something that I know, because that's your image. And the way that you put yourself out there is the way that people respond to your product.
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we are going to... if you want to hear Suddenly, which is the new single, make sure you go to fox5dc.com. We are going to hopefully hear a snippet of it on Good Day DC, which is our top morning show in the Washington, D.C. area and the nation's capital. So we're really excited about that. We're really, really excited about what you're doing.
Yes,
you are D.C. born and bred and raised.
Yes. It's my city. I love it.
You know, defying statistics, overcoming obstacles. What would you say? What would you attribute to your success?
Oh, my mother. Absolutely.
Which I, Miss Linda, who I know personally, is incredible.
Yeah, she, listen, I mean, she's so beloved, and I love that everyone loves her because my mother truly is who she is. And but I think the thing that has sustained me this long is that my mom, first of all, introduced me to, you know, Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have to really stress the importance of when I say that, like, you and I were raised in the church.
Mm-hmm.
We were both raised by our mothers, single parent households by our mothers. And for my mother, and I think for your mother as well, the church was everything. It was the home away from home. We were at church 3-4 times
a week.
A week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
and I mean, it was an incredible experience growing up. I think that that set a foundation, as I said before, for us, and for us to be able to be in this, you know, place of stability. And again, literally raised together, like prom dates and like everything. So great. So, you know, it was just such a perfect example in front of me because it wasn't, like, my mom wasn't perfect, but she was the perfect example of what it meant to live in Christianity, to love people. And we would literally walk from Elm Street all the way up that hill to Greater Mount Calvary. And my mom, and literally, it was a serious situation. It was five boys, my mother alone by herself, you know, the little bit of finances that she did, but introducing me to Jesus Christ and, you know, teaching me to move forward, to go to college. My Uncle Richard, you know, kind of really pushing me to say, yo, go to school, do what you needed to, you know, do what you need to do. And so with all of those things, you know, the Dance Theater of Harlem came in, you know, the Choral Arts Society, you know, Washington, you know, our the Opera Society, like all of those things. And then just being even a product of Cardoza Senior High School, you know, where it didn't seem like too much, you know, came out of there. But there were some things that were really happening. Dr. Hammond was my music teacher there. I mean, just such an incredible, like, all of these pieces literally put together created me to be who I am.
Which is incredible, which is absolutely incredible. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, love.
I am
so
honored that you're here.
Thank you.
Just because this is like 20 plus, 30 plus, 30 plus years sitting right here. So I appreciate it. For people who are interested in learning more about you, listening to your music, where can they find you?
Oh, you can find us on every social media platform, just as Worship Forever, the word written out. Jarmel Evans and Worship Forever. On Instagram, I am my worship. That's one word, all lowercase, I am my worship. That's where you can find me. And if there is an option for anything else, JarmelEvansLive@gmail.com. You can always hit me up as well.
That is so awesome. So again, thank you so much for coming
on
The Good Word. And
me.
You know, before we ask everyone this, and I have to ask you before you go, what is The Good Word?
The good word for me would be stay true to who you absolutely are and love God to your core. Like, there is absolutely nothing better than being in worship and being in prayer. So that would definitely be my good word for all of you guys. And watch God do it in your life suddenly, okay? It's a little play.
Jermell Evans, thank you.
Thank you.